Mr. Brady, Monday's a big day for the U.S. military. Three Navy SEALs, men who captured one of the most wanted terrorists in Iraq, are actually going before a court-martial because a terrorist complained about how he was treated. How does America look at such things and not just get mad?
Well, it does make you angry when you realize terrorists here in America get greater rights than our military fighting overseas. These soldiers captured the man who tortured, burned, mutilated, and dragged through the streets and hung from a bridge four Americans and was actively planning terrorist attacks against America. Now they face a court-martial, criminal time, simply because they had the courage to go in there and capture one of the most wanted men. It's unfair. Whatever this punishment is, it doesn't fit. In fact, in my view, they're simply doing their job, and I think it's wrong for politicians to Monday morning quarterback these life and death decisions that are made in the field.
That's why you're on a letter to Secretary Gates trying to get some sense brought back into this situation.
Well, we want Secretary Gates to know a number of members of Congress believe this is wrong. It's wrong to pursue these charges against these gentlemen. They were doing their job. They probably saved many American lives, or at least soldiers' lives, because this capture, leave them be.
Well, our soldiers are over there fighting and waiting for their reinforcements that were ordered by the president last week. The president, another week, another speech. He's got another speech lined up this week. This time, we might hear what he wants to do about the fact that we have 10% unemployment in this country.
Well, I'm still convinced that the economy's bouncing along the bottom. The only way it really gets to its feet and jumps up is when the private sector, not government, leads us out of this recession. And right now, Congress is frightening the horses. Businesses are reluctant to invest because they look at all these policies that Congress is promoting, from health care that will raise their prices to a cap and trade, new energy taxes. New taxes seem every week proposed up there. So they're not willing to risk those precious dollars to create a job. So I think the most important thing Congress can do is stop frightening the horses, stop pursuing these policies, reassure people we are going to reinforce and continue the Bush tax cuts, and we're going to look for new investment proposals that encourage businesses to finally make that decision to invest, to hire, to buy that new piece of equipment. And then finally, we need to look for new customers for American products. We need new trade agreements that give us a level playing field, give us a chance to compete. We'll win.
But it seems that the leaders in Congress are going in the exactly opposite direction from what you're talking about. They are pushing for cap and trade, and now they're pushing for a takeover of the financial system.
Most Americans this holiday season don't realize this may be one of the most intrusive weeks in government in their lifetime. Government's going to, in effect, take over a good portion of the financial services sector in America. Bureaucrats are going to dictate our credit terms and who gets credit, what the terms are, what the mounds of paperwork are. And what worries me the most is that they're proposing in the House, Barney Frank is proposing a permanent bailout fund. A bailout fund where government could go in and take over companies, even if they're still profitable, break them up and fund them with taxpayer dollars. And my feeling is, if you build it, they will come. If businesses know there's a permanent bailout, always there to prop them up if they take a stupid risk, make bad decisions, they'll do it. I think just the opposite of what we need to do. No more bailouts. End the bailouts, return the dollars, tell businesses they're on their own, and give the taxpayers a break in this.
Speaking of the taxpayers, they're funding a lot of things that they probably had no idea they were putting money into, including climate change, and a group that is under fire after some emails surfaced that called into question a lot of the data that they have been telling us made climate change a total fact and we should all just accept it.
Well, I know Washington these days keeps saying we need tax increases for the deficit, but the truth is the problem is the spending. We waste, I'd say, at least 20% of the federal budget, if not more. For example, this United Nations, we fund them with billions of dollars, some of it for this now discredited United Nations panel on climate change that is facing a scandal of its own. My thought is, as co-chairman of the Sunset Caucus, trying to eliminate wasteful spending, obsolete agencies, a duplication in government, stop funding them. Give the taxpayers back those monies. Let's start addressing this deficit that is, I think, scary. It's going to hurt our children, I think, drag the economy down this year.